no problem to hold you, tongue stroke you, please you like I'm supposed to. Touch spots that ain't ever been touched, and I won't stop till both these squirrels get they nuts. Hey, you know it's good when we freaking, king size squeaking after I ease in. If you was with me, baby, 24/7, best believe that every single day would be a sweet day. Girl, you sweeter than a cheesecake. If you want beef, prophecy will be a beefcake. I make love to you till you fall asleep, leave you with sweet dreams between the sheets.
'Twas the night before that night. I was born on that day, but not last night. Once upon a time, I had my cash right. Plug called, he ain't act right. I'm far from a slow nigga in this fast life. He pulled up, I got low, hit the black light. Once upon a time.
What's good, everybody? It's your man, Big Dom, coming live naturally on the True Players Podcast episode. How's everybody feeling this morning or this afternoon? Just going to talk about a few things that have gone on over the past few weeks. A lot of big things happening in the NFL. A lot of big things happening in the Major League Baseball. The Knicks officially eliminated themselves out of the playoffs, in my opinion. I mean, barring a miracle, whether or not they'll make it to the playoffs is beyond – it's not going to happen. I'm not going to wish for any miracles for the New York Knicks. But let me get into the Knicks first. You know, they did end Charlotte's five-game winning streak last night off of R.J. Barrett's 30 points. The thing is, though, I mean, they won 121-106. My concern about the Knicks is now this is just the development of the young players, especially Deuce McBride, Quentin Grimes. Those two guys are fearless with the ball. They shoot the ball. I really don't want to see any Taj Gibson. I know he's a good veteran for the team, but I need to see more Obi Toppin, and Tibbs needs to let him gain some game experience, let him make his mistakes on the floor now so he'll be ready for next season. Obi Toppin needs to develop a perimeter shot. That's something you could do during the offseason and things like that. Randall missed the Atlanta game due to a calf injury. Like I said, in my opinion, you already guys know how I feel about Julius Randle. I feel he needs to be traded, like, in the offseason. Yeah, I don't want to see him on the team next season, just to be honest with you, because his attitude and his negative attitude and his play is not going to help this team. It's not going to get this team to a deep playoff in the future. So I have no use for him. Use him as a chip to get Zion Williamson in the New York Knicks uniform, and we'll go from there. And I bet you, once the Knicks get Zion, he's going to get himself into some great shape. He's not going to have any more injuries. And we're going to see what's going to happen. But another great news on the front is Kyrie Irving is free. He's able to play home games in the Brooklyn Nets arena, which is long overdue. Absolutely, we removed the mandates in New York City. He should have been allowed to play over some, I call it semantics, that he wasn't able to play once the vaccine mandates was removed. Even that was a semantics by the previous mayor. I'm glad this new mayor is thinking with his mind and not with, you know, hopes of getting a larger office, unlike the other bimbo that was there before. But thank God I don't live in New York City. But yes, Kyrie Irving is back with the New Jersey Nets for the home games as well as away games. Let's see if they can make this last push over the last eight or nine games to get into the sixth seed and get out of the play-in tournament. I believe once the Nets at full strength, which includes Ben Simmons, I believe they can beat anybody in the top three. If all those guys are playing at top-notch level, I believe they can beat anybody in the top three right now, whether it's Miami, Philly, or Boston right now, I believe. So we'll see what's happening. We'll see what happens with that. You know, I'm kind of excited about the playoffs, even though my Knicks ain't going to be there, but I will, you know, can't wait to give my preview on the playoffs once the dust settles with the regular season. All right, guys. So now we're going to move on to the Major League Baseball season, which started last week. You know, I'm kind of excited that the owners and the players were able to come together to end the lockout. Like I said on a previous episode, this lockout was about Steve Cohen. It was about Uncle Steve. Forget what anybody told you about anything. You know, these owners was locking out players so they could stop Steve Cohen from buying the whole Major League Baseball free agency, in my opinion. Call me out if you like or whatever, but it's whatever. I truly believe that. But nevertheless, I'm glad baseball has started. I seen a couple of spring training games over the weekend. The Mets won a couple of games over the weekend. My expectation for the Mets is quite simple. 98, I'm going high. 97 and 100 wins this season and in the playoffs. I know they expanded the playoffs to, I believe, 6 teams. So it's going to be harder to win the World Series. I felt they should have went back to the four team format and had the wild card teams have them play for the fourth slot. The top two teams in the playoffs, the last top two teams in the wild card chase should play each other, get into the wild card, and go from there. 6 teams is a bit excessive. It's not necessary. And it just takes away from the competitive nature of the regular season. So they're going to do it like that. I guess it's okay. Universal DH this season. Both leagues, National League, American League, have the DHs for the teams. We'll see what's going to happen. You know, the one thing is, as I see right now, is Michael Conforto is still a free agent. Something that the Mets should definitely kick the tires on and resign that man to a 1-year prove it to me contract. And let's get it, New York Mets. Come on, Uncle Steve. You got two more contracts left in you. You say you don't care about going over the luxury tax? Let's go over the luxury tax. What is it, level 3? Tier 3, I think they call it. Let's go get Michael Conforto. Let's get one more big pitcher into the starting rotation. Even though I like our starting rotation right now with Scherzer, DeGrom, Walker, Carrasco, and Bassett, which they got from Oakland. I expect a bounce back season from Carrasco. That's going to be the sleeper number 4 pitcher on any team. This guy's capable of being the number 1 pitcher on the team. He was with the Cleveland team. I can't call them Indians anymore. I think they call them the Commodores, I believe, right now with Cleveland. So, yeah. So I'm anxious to see his bounce back season with the New York Mets. He'll get a full spring training in. Hopefully, he doesn't get injured. That's what cost him his spring training last season, and hope for great things. That's a sleeper right there. And of course, we got the distraction, which I'm glad DeGrom had the press conference saying that it's not going to be a distraction with this contract situation. He is going to opt out. He should opt out. He's probably the best pitcher in the league right now. So, but barring health, you know, he's the best pitcher in the league right now, and the Mets should do the right thing. I know this is not the Wilpon ownership. So I believe Uncle Steve's going to do the right thing and resign this man at the end of the season and make sure Jacob DeGrom finishes his career as a New York Met. That's my hope. I'm really excited about this team. I'm excited about the new manager, Buck Showalter. Hopefully this is his charm, that he actually finishes with a World Series championship on his finger. This man has developed, build programs in the Yankees and with the Arizona Diamondbacks, in which the year after he was fired, they end up winning a World Series, and in the Yankees' case, end up starting a dynasty with Joe Torre. So, you know, Uncle Steve gave him the keys to the New York Mets, gave him a big roster to play around with. The only thing with the New York Mets right now, they need to still shore up that bullpen. Edwin Diaz, I'm still shaky on him as a closer for the New York Mets. So you got Seth Lugo coming back, Gesellman, Trevor May's back. They should kick the tires on re-signing Jairus Familia. I think they really should kick the tires on re-signing him and put him in that bullpen. I would. Epler. Let's make it happen. Bring back Juris Familia. Decent contract. Don't give him $10 million. If you're able to get Juris for like $4 million for 1 year on a prove-it-to-me contract, let's get it. You can never have enough arms in that bullpen. Maybe flirt with Betances, too. Coming off injury. You can get him dirt cheap. Sign up for a minor league contract. Let's make it happen. Buy low, high reward with these two pitches, in my opinion. So, enough about the Mets, as I'm really excited. I can't stop talking about the Mets right now because I know this team is high expectations. I'm hoping we win the championship for the first time since '86. And we're going to go a little bit with the Yankees, which they made a trade which kind of was puzzling to me. They traded Josh Donaldson, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. I mean, they traded Gary Sanchez, Gio Urshela for Josh Donaldson, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, and Ben Worvet. I think the key piece to that trade was Josh Donaldson. Older player, he's 36 years old. Last season, I think he batted around 250 with a little bit over 20 home runs. You get Urshela. Urshela did play well for the Yankees, in my opinion. But the key was they got tired of Gary Sanchez. They got rid of him. You know, it is what it is. I mean, sometimes I think Gary Sanchez was better off going to Philadelphia. Go with Joe Girardi, who seems to get the best out of him as his manager. So he should have went to Philly, but he's going to the Twins. We'll see what happens from there. You know what I'm saying? With the New York Yankees, they still need pitching. They got a big looming shadow of Aaron Judge's pending free agency. Do you resign Aaron Judge? Do you let him go? I mean, the Yankees need to be careful because Uncle Steve may come and try to sign him too. Better watch out now. Uncle Steve is on his mission. He's on his mission to complete his goal. His goal is to win a World Series championship within 3 to 4 or 5 years of his ownership. He's on that mission. You can't knock that man for setting a goal and trying to achieve it. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about the Yankees is they still need starting pitching. I don't know where they're going to get that starting pitching from. I mean, Severino's coming back. I'm not sure if they re-signed Kluber yet. I think they should. I mean, he was injured towards the middle to the end of the season. Did pitch well when he was on the mound. So that's something that they should kick the tires on. And, you know, they're probably going to pull out another trade and things like that. But the one thing I will not do is count them out. I counted them out last year when they were below 500 during the All-Star break and ended up in the playoffs. So I never will count the Yankees out, ever. Ever. That's not the MO. You don't count them boys out. They're always in it to win it. All right. So now we're gonna go right into the NFL. The NFL right now, around the league. Well, you know, Tom Brady came back out of retirement. Wow. Shocker. That man says he's gonna play until he's 50. Yeah, that's gonna happen. I guess the only time his kids will probably see him is when they play Madden. I saw a post on Facebook in regards to that with his kid playing Madden. That's the only time he spent time with daddy. But around the league, we got Matt Ryan going to the Colts. We got Carson Wentz going to the Commanders, which formerly the Redskins. Amari Cooper goes to the Browns along with Deshaun Watson. No criminal charges were filed against him in regards to the sexual harassment cases that he had against the 22 ladies that he was involved with. Me as a Jet fan, I wanted Joe Douglas to kick tires on that, but I guess they got scared from all his legal issues and the possible suspension. Keep in mind, this guy is, for this season, Deshaun Watson is only getting paid $1 million a year. You know why? Because they know. The Browns know that he's going to be suspended for nearly, I think, 6 games. And I think that's why they structured the contract like that. He's making $240 million for that entirely the contract. So we'll see. And Cleveland is looking scary right now. You got Amari Cooper with Jarvis Landry. Even though Landry's talking about he wants to be traded. Come on, you got Deshaun Watson with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in the backfield with Amari Cooper on the outside. Oh, man. The Browns is looking scary right now. On paper, they look scary right now. And Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, is an excellent play caller. The Browns looking scary right now. That's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals challenge in the AFC Central. Is going to be the Browns. The Steelers did taking a fall back. They did sign Mitchell Trubisky, which in my opinion, he's going to beat out Mason Rudolph for the starting job. Keep in mind one thing. Mitchell Trubisky has been to the playoffs. He brought the Bears to the playoffs. Think about that for a second. Before everybody starts calling him a bust. You know? Think about that for a second. So that's another thing that people need to understand, in that this guy has played for the Bears, probably in a better system with the Steelers, where he has a running back he could hand the ball off to, and Najee Harris. We'll see what happens. But the Steelers need to re-sign Juju Smith-Schuster. Need to re-sign that man. And also, Devontae Adams goes to the Raiders. I want to know how Aaron Rodgers feels about that. Him going to the Raiders, where he's going to be reunited with Derek Carr. I did not know they were teammates in college, which, you know, that's going to be crazy, crazy. You know what else is crazy, guys? Russell Wilson going to the Broncos. Man, he got Jerry Jeudy. He got the running back over there. That's another scary situation AFC West, which I'm going to talk about too, because Kansas City Chiefs weakened themselves with the trade of Tyreek Hill, which I'm going to touch upon real soon, guys, real soon. Russell Wilson goes to the Broncos. Jameis Winston resigns with the Saints, which I'm not surprised about that. And, you know, the Matt Ryan goes to the Colts, which is a good pickup for the Colts. I think he's a better fit with them than Carson Wentz is. So they're going to cause some noise in the AFC South. And my thing is, too, guys, Baker Mayfield is screaming to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. His only destination right now, even though I would rather have Kaepernick on that team, is the Seattle Seahawks. Pete Carroll, that's one of my favorite coaches, who got shafted with the Jets with that 1 year head coaching job. Needs to kick the tires. Needs to see if he gets Baker Mayfield over to Seattle, and so we can play with DK Metcalf. Even though a lot of Jet fans, including myself, wish we could get DK Metcalf on the New York Jets, but we're gonna talk about that soon. We're gonna talk about that soon. So we can soon, guys. The NFL offseason has just started. So we got a lot of time for more trades. As I will touch upon the New York Jets right now, guys. But before I get there, Baker Mayfield, in my opinion, is going to the Seahawks. But the question is, what about Colin Kaepernick for the Seahawks? Could he make his return with the Seahawks? Come on, Pete Carroll, make it happen. Only you would do it, Pete. So make it happen. So now we get along with the Giants. The Giants didn't do really much, in my opinion. That what they signed Tyrod Taylor, who's probably going to start over Daniel Jones. Gettleman. A sixth pick in the first round for Daniel Jones. Could have had Josh Allen playing on that defense. which also still needs help. But anyway, the Giants signed Tyrod Taylor to you know, push Daniel Jones. They kept Saquon Barkley for his fifth-year option. And we'll see what happens to the Giants. You know what I'm saying? They got a new coach with Brian Daboll. I'm expecting a decent season from the Giants, but they got a tough division. Let me tell you something. The quarterbacks outside of Daniel Jones are much better. You got Carson Wentz back in the NFC East with the Washington Commanders. You got still got Dak Prescott. Even they took away Amari Cooper, he still got CeeDee Lamb and other receivers on the Cowboys. You got Hurts with the Eagles, who's still developing into a good pro quarterback who was in the playoffs last year. So it's going to be tough on the Giants. It's going to be real tough on the Giants. But the division I want to take a look at is the AFC West. You got the Raiders with Josh McDaniels as head coach, even though he's off to a rocky start with his players. I still believe they're going to be a good team. You got Derek Carr with his former college roommate, Davante Adams, to throw the ball to. You got the Broncos. You got Russell Wilson with Jerry Jeudy and that talented receiving core, along with the running back he got back there with him. Oh, that's destruction. That is destruction, guys. And the Chargers are still good. You got Justin Herbert there, still developing over there in San Diego. That division is going to be tough. And I believe, in my opinion, Kansas City took a step back. Took a step back by trading away Tyreek Hill. And we don't know why they were not able to re-sign him. They did offer him a lot of money. I don't know what happened. Don't know why he did not stay with the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't understand it. So he goes from Patrick Mahomes to Tua Tagovailoa, whatever his name is, with Tua. That's not a smart business decision as far as winning championships and being competitive and your stats. He went there. He went to the Miami. He was traded to Miami for the money. Even though the Jets did put up the best, I think a better trade off for Tyreek Hill, he just didn't want to play for the Jets. Plain and simple. Reason being, he's going to be charged New Jersey tax. Playing in Florida is less taxes. I'm saying he got guaranteed $71 million, but he's getting paid $120 million for 4 years. 4 years. Just catch a ball from Tua. That's no wonder they got Teddy Bridgewater to back him up. I mean, hey, the Jets would have offered the number the 35th pick, the 38th pick, which is two second rounders, and the 69th pick, which I believe was a fourth rounder for Tyreek Hill. The Dolphins ended up giving up the number 29th pick in the first round, the 50th pick, and the fourth round pick for this year, and a fourth and sixth round pick for 2023. The Jets missed out on Tyreek Hill. But to be honest with you, I'm one of the few Jets fans who was glad that they did not sign him. And I was watching a clip from Rich Eisen. And I'm in total agreement with what Rich Eisen had to say. Zach Wilson ain't ready for that type of receiver. He's not ready. That's the reason why they re-signed Joe Flacco. I mean, to a lesser extent, they signed Mike White, you know, because he had two decent games as a starting quarterback. The Jets did re-sign LaMarcus Joyner. You know, he didn't get the chance. He didn't play last year because he was injured for the entire season. They signed Connor McDermott, Braxton Berrios, and Tevin Coleman. We did sign Tomlinson from the 49ers to solidify the inside of the offensive line. So we got Vera Jackson and Tomlinson inside with McGovern. We still got Mekhi Becton and Fant, which I like Fant on the left side for some reason. I like Fant playing the left tackle instead of the right tackle. I think he's better off there, in my opinion. So he should be there. Darrell Revis tweeted Mekhi Becton. He's like, listen, don't listen to the noise. This is a big year. And that's what the way Mekhi Becton should go about it. This is a big year for him. So he has to focus and stay injury free and help this team protect Zach Wilson. There's still work to be done. They did sign some big tight ends for him. TJ Uzama from the Bengals and Ty Conklin from the Vikings. So he got some targets to throw to in the middle. And as you know, with the Kyle Shanahan offense, having a big number one tight end is essential for that offense to roll. It is essential. So hopefully one of those guys can step up to be the number one tight end, but I can see it. I can see a scenario where you could run a lot of two tight end offenses with those guys. Those guys are that good. So you could run a two tight end offense with them. The Jets did sign Jordan Whitehead and DJ Reeve at the free safety positions. Also, they still got the needs with strong safety, wide receiver, cornerback, and offensive lineman. They still need more cornerbacks, even though they signed Darrell Reeves' cousin. I forgot his name, but they did sign him. A couple of losses with the New York Jets. They lost Marcus May and Fadukasi to the Jaguars. They lost Marcus May to the Saints. Basically, it's finally done. Joe Douglas's purge of Mike McCann picked players, whether through draft or free agency, is complete. That was his plan, and it's complete. And the reason why Marcus May did not stay with the Jets because he did not like Joe Douglas. I can tell you that for sure. He didn't trust him. So that is the situation at hand. But where did the Jets go with the draft? They're picking fourth and the 10th pick in the first round. A lot of people say they should trade down to get more picks. I put it to you like this. They do need another edge rusher. They need more offensive linemen. They need cornerbacks because now you got Tyreek Hill in your division twice a year, along with Stephon Diggs twice a year. You need to solidify those corner, the secondary, to help out that defense. The defense needs to improve their run stopping ability. Because it doesn't matter if you got Carl Lawson back, you sign all these pass rushers. If you can't stop the run, your defense is still buns, still shit. So they need to solidify the run stopping game. I'm happy they re-signed Quincy Williams. Quincy Williams needs help inside, but as far as the pass rushing side of the things, this team's going to be scary. But you need to stop the run to have second and long, third and long to unleash the pass rushers on third down. Need those second and long and third long to keep those pass rushers, to unleash those pass rushers. You know? So you in the first round, you can go with the Kalen Thibodeau as an edge rusher for one of those picks. I think I preferably, if you're going to draft him, you have to get him with the fourth pick. And the 10th pick, I would either flip with a wide receiver or a strong safety. That kid Hamilton, I believe he's a safety, right? So you go there. You could always get wide receivers later in the first round. But there's one good wide receiver that can be picked high. So flirt with that. So the Jets right now, you got a few wide receivers available, free agency. You got OBJ. You got Julio Jones to go with Corey Davis and Elijah Moore and Berrios. They did resign Berrios. I mean, for a very good contract. It wasn't bad. The contract was not bad. I thought they were going to overpay to keep him. So, but the contract wasn't bad. So it was a decent contract for a guy who's a slot receiver and a return specialist. Decent amount of money. Good for him. But like I said, You got Julio Jones, you got OBJ out there. Do you flirt with those guys? That's the question I have for my fellow Jets fans. Do you flirt with the possibility of getting Julio Jones or Odell Beckham Jr.? Food for thought on that aspect, guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this podcast. You can watch this podcast on my YouTube channel. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Search for my True Players Podcast on YouTube. And also, you can listen to the podcast on Joey G Radio, Anchor, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcast. I'm on so many different platforms right now, I can't remember. But definitely, it's been a pleasure talking with you guys again on the True Players Podcast. You guys have a blessed day. Check out my new episode. I have a lovely guest that joined me on that podcast. She definitely, and that podcast I'm going to post next, is that was her. That was all her. She wrote it. She produced it. And she just used my platform to express it. So, you know, stay tuned for the previews of that episode, which is coming up soon. All right. So it's your man, Big Dom. Going to sign off. I'll be back soon with my brother, Joey G, on another episode. So definitely, guys, bless.